gift. In the name of the Father, and Son, and the Holy Ghost, Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Please be seated. Today, spiritual teaching comes from the Epistle of St. Peter and from the Gospel according to St. Matthew. And the teaching is about the justice that we have to work in order to be ready for the kingdom of heaven. We cannot appear before God without this justice that God planned from all eternity. And St. Peter says to all of us, to the first Christians, pray all together with one heart. What means that? Without division. If our hearts are divided, our prayer is nothing, doesn't have any value. Division doesn't come from God. That's why it's very important for us to keep the justice that will take us straight to God. Be compassionate, says St. Peter. Be compassionate, like the good Samaritan. You know, we have to be ready to help all those in need, spiritual need or physical need. Compassionate. Lovers of the brethren. Lovers of the brethren. If we are followers of Christ, if we receive the grace of God through baptism, well, we are brothers all together. We have just one head, and this is Jesus Christ. I mean, the revelation, the religion brought by the Word incarnate, Jesus Christ, is so sublime, pure, so beautiful, that really, if we take it seriously, that will change our life. We are brethren. That's why it's very important, the dignity that we receive from Jesus Christ, dignity that was infused by the Holy Ghost in our heart. This is real. This is the reality. This is the revelation. And this is the state of life in which we are. We are Catholic. That's why we have to be one. We have to be compassionate. We have to love to each other. And also, St. Peter says, be merciful, ready to forgive to each other. Forgiveness is essential to the gospel of Jesus Christ. Nobody can say, oh, I'll leave the gospel, I keep the gospel. But if that one does not forgive, you're a liar. Because, you know, to follow Jesus Christ, we have to keep his word, his doctrine, his gospel. Be merciful, reserved, humble. Those two last conditions of Christian life actually, you know, brings us a little flash how Christian life was among the first Christian during the three first centuries. Well, I understand, you know, St. Peter, the first pope, apostle, with all the power of the Holy Ghost, was telling to everyone, you know, to pray, to be compassionate, to be merciful. So they really obeyed to the head of the church. And life was beautiful. So Saint Peter also is talking about keeping justice by avoiding any evil. For he who would love life and see good days, let him refrain his tongue from evil and his lips, that they speak no deceit. So this is actually the grace that we receive from the Holy Ghost that help us to keep justice. Into the Gospel, Jesus Christ, being God Himself, He perfects the law that makes us really children of God. Unless your justice exceeds that of the scribes and Pharisees, you shall not enter the kingdom of heaven. You have heard that it was said to the ancients, thou shalt not kill, and that whoever shall kill shall be liable to judgment. But I say to you, that everyone who is angry with his brother shall be liable to judgment. And whoever says to his brother, Reka, shall be liable to the Sanhedrin. And whoever says, thou fool, shall be liable to the fire of Gehenna. St. Augustine, explaining this gospel, says there are three degrees of anger. The ones when we retain the feeling of this disturbance in our heart. Something is bothering me because somebody else says to me whatever. The second degree is when we express this disturbance by an exclamation. We say, argh. When we express this, actually our anger is becoming more evil. And the third degree, according to St. Augustine, says, well, is when we express our anger by word, yelling or saying bad word. Well, this is something condemned by Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ not only condemned the act of a murderer, but also the interior act of anger. That's why we had to fight from the beginning, no consenting feelings. When feeling, our feelings are hurt, obviously, we transform ourselves into me. We become different person. Well, this is not the works of the flesh are manifest, which are fornication, uncleanness, immodesty, luxury, idolatry, witchcraft, enmities, contention, emulation, wrath, quarrels, dissension, sects, envies, murders, drunkenness, revelings, and such alike. Well, they are the fruit of the flesh, which are actually the fruit of the consequences of original sin. In the moral theology, point the causes of this all evilness that we can see in the world. And this is the seven capital sins. The seven capital sins, like pride, anger, sloth, covetousness, lust, envy, and gluttony. They are the causes of every evil in the world, and they are the causes that make us struggle with some of this tendency that are consequences of original sin. But let us not be discouraged, because Jesus Christ, by perfecting the law by being a perfect justice, well, he give us with this his grace, the Holy Ghost that really work in our soul. That's why let us trust in the grace of God. You know, when we feel attacked by some tendency, let's pray. Let's go to God. Let us be with God. And everything disappears. Just, you know, let's, you know, leave everything to God in His hand. God is the ones that govern us, and He help us through the, with the Holy Ghost. That's why it's very important for us to pray. And also, St. Paul says, the fruit of the Spirit, when we obey to God, when we wanted to do His will, the fruit are charity, joy, peace, patience, benignity, goodness, longanimity, mildness, faith, modesty, continency, chastity. These are the fruit of the Spirit. Are they impossible for us? No. No, since we receive the grace of God. Since we have the help of the Holy Ghost, since we have faith, we believe in Jesus, we believe in His grace, in the Holy Ghost, obviously we can overcome all this evil tendency that is still in our nature because original sin. So first of all, don't say, oh, I am an evil person. No. You have evil tendency, but you are no evil person. Just fight with your evil tendency, and you will be a saint. Why not? How many saints are in heaven now? So, let us keep, you know, all the means that the church is giving to us, the sacrament, for example. For some reason, we have the sacrament of confession. And for a good reason, we have the sacrament of the Holy Eucharist in order to be receiving Holy Communion, in order to help us in this tendency. We have to work the work of our sanctification with patience by using all the means that the Church has given to us. So let us, you know, continue working the justice necessary to have when we appear before God. Amasti justitia et tristis iniquitatem, said the psalm, because you have a love of justice and hated iniquity. That's why the Lord, thy God, anointed you with the oil of salvation. In the name of the Father, and Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.